the ordinance. Part of the vote.
Good morning, church. Praise the Lord. That was awesome. It was good to get out of routine, wasn't it? It was just good. Thank you, Lord. The lesson plan for today, the Lord gave me, was the perfect plan of God. We think about how we make plans for our lives, and for what we do, what we work at, we're always planning things, vacations. But did you think about, do we ask the Father, is this the plan that you have for me? Am I walking in your plan, or am I walking in my plan? Is this something that I want, or is this something you want? And as we look at the Word of God today, we're going to find out that God's plan for us, it might be our plan, it might not. So I want us to focus on making our plans His plans today. We're going to begin in Psalms chapter 40 today, beginning at verse 5. So if you want to turn there, I'd like to just pray us in today. Father, I thank You for Your plan for our lives. I thank You, Lord, that You love us, that You care for us. Father, thank You for Your salvation. Lord, even as Matt prayed today, I just pray, Father, that it won't become routine to us, but that we'll always remember what it means to us, what it is. Your shed blood, Your broken body. Hallelujah. Father, I thank You that You have a plan for each one of us. Because of Your love for us, You want what's best for us. So Father, we just want to walk in that plan. We want to walk in Your plan for our lives. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalms chapter 40. And I was thinking about this when I had to think about Jeremiah 29. I know the plans I have for you. Psalms 40, beginning at verse 5, says, "Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders You have done, the things You planned for us, no one can recount to You." Basically what that's telling me is there are too many to count. I can't pick them all out. I can't pick all our plans out that You have for me. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering You do not desire, but My ears You have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings You did not require. Then I said, "Here I am. I have come. It is written about Me in the scroll. I desire to do Your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart." So as we plan our lives, as we plan even our days, do we pay attention to God as the source of our planning? That He plans all things ahead for us, and we just have to walk in them. I did my first funeral this week that I've ever done. I didn't suspect that I would ever be doing funerals. as a pastor, as an elder. Just something that I had never planned on doing, because my plan wasn't to become a pastor. That was God's plan. As I was growing up, I never thought, I'd really like to be a pastor. God hadn't put that on my heart. He put it on my heart to be an elder, and I guess elder and pastor is interchangeable in the Word of God. It's both mean the same thing. It's the same word in the Greek. And I was an elder at, 26 years old, I think. I became an elder in the church, and have been ever since. But I never thought about someday you're going to have to do a funeral. But a friend of mine came to me and asked me, I'd like for you to do my funeral. Would you be willing to do that? And I said yes right away, because he's been a dear friend for a lot of years. And as I was going and sharing with him then, because I wanted to just spend some time with him, just to figure out what I wanted to say at his funeral. And we talked, and he was telling me about his life growing up in a godly home, and how he raised his family to be godly people. And I noticed that God's plan in his life started before he was born. And it's the same way in my life. God's plan for my life was started before I was born. And you read in his word that he knew us before we were born. He planned our lives. Think about that. Think back in your life, what all you've done, and God planned it for you. And it's interesting that this is following our Sunday school lesson today, isn't it? Our Sunday school lesson today was how maturing and growing up in Christ it doesn't just happen one day and all of a sudden you're a mature Christian. Just as your babies don't eat meat when they're born, we don't as Christians. But we plan. God plans things, and he planned our lives before they were born. And as I talked with Jim and talked with him, he was just sharing with a lot of things about his family and about the way he grew up. And a couple weeks later, Anna called, and she said, "It's time. Dad's on his way out. He's not going to be much longer." I said, "Is he still able to talk? Can I come and see him?" She said, "Yeah." And so I went over and I was talking with Jim again, and I said, because he couldn't see very well, I said, "How well can you see, Jim?" He said, "I can't see hardly at all anymore." And he said, "I've changed my mind about the funeral." He said, "I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about him." And he just shared with me his love for the Father. And it was pretty cool. We were sitting there talking, and Jim said, "Who's the tan guy you brought with you? There's somebody standing here that's got his tan." I said, "I didn't bring anybody with me, Jim." So I don't know if he was seeing an angel or if he saw Jesus, but he saw him clearly. He said, "I see standing there in the corner." "There's nobody standing there, Jim." But I just thought that was pretty cool that God gave him a glimpse. And so it was easy to do his funeral, because I knew that he was saved. I knew he was a man of God. And so we did that this Tuesday. And you know, you just have to wonder, how does all that fit in to God's plan? Am I really walking and doing what God wants me to do? go to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation 4. This is right after John saw the different churches and how God was talking about the different churches. And in Revelation 4, verse 11, it says, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." So, we found out also from Sunday school that we're created by God for His pleasure. Part of His plan was creating man for His pleasure, for God's pleasure. So I thought, well, if he takes pleasure in us, shouldn't we also take pleasure in Him? Enjoy our time with Him. Enjoy what He has planned for us. And I had to remember then that Paul, as he was talking to the churches, talked about giving thanks in every situation. I don't do that. Some things I'm not thankful for in my life that they happen. Let's face it, when we have troubles, do we thank God for it? Do we realize that that's part of His plan to build character in us? Part of His plan is trouble. He doesn't tell us in the Word of God that He's going to keep us out of all trouble, but that He'll bring us through it. And I can't say that without thinking of Job's life. Job was a man of God with integrity. He was, when God and Satan both looked on the earth, Job was the best example of a Christian man that they could find, and that's why God allowed Satan to buffet him, to take him apart. It was a test for Job. And Job passed it incredibly. Way more than I could have. Because he was hurting toward the end of that plan. He was hurting. It hurt really bad what he was going through. And said that he did in all of that. He didn't curse God. He didn't neglect God. And I thought, wow. What a man. He was awesome. So do we take pleasure in all the plan that God has for us? Are we thankful and obedient as we walk with Him? Psalms 149, verse 4 says, "The Lord takes pleasure in His people." And so if the Lord takes pleasure in us, then shouldn't we also take pleasure in what we do in life? Shouldn't we be happy in what we do? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 is where I want to finish up today. This is some verses that I knew existed because I have them on a bookmark that I got at Dad's funeral when Dad passed away. And Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, "There is a time for everything, a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. The throw away one is the one I have a hard time with. Jesse laughs at me all the time for wanting to keep things. That's the way my dad was. He grew up in the Depression and he wanted to keep everything and has stuff just all over that he said sometime we might need that. And I kind of got some of that, so it's hard for me to throw things away when I know I need to even. There's a time to tear and a time to mend. Time to be silent and a time to speak. Time to love and a time to hate. Time for war and a time for peace. What does the worker gain from his toil? I have seen the burden that God has laid on man. He has made everything beautiful in its time, and he has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and to do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken from it. God does it so that men will revere him. So when you think about all the things in your life and all the things that, whether they feel good to us or not, they're part of God's plan for us. Do we accept them as part of God's plan for us? We do have to be aware that we're in a spiritual battle. So Satan is alive and well, trying to kill us and destroy us. He doesn't want us to make it to eternity with the Father, but he wants us to spend eternity with him. So it's a battle that we have. But think of your lives today as being part of God's plan. How am I fitting in to the plan of God? Do I pay attention to what's going on around me? As I was reading these, I couldn't help but, I've got a verse underlined over in chapter 2, and I just want to read it before we close today as well. In verses 24 of chapter 2. 24 to 26 says, a man can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in his work. This, too, I see is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the man who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. So, plan for God for us is to please him, to walk in life pleasing God, walking in obedience to all that he has told us. And that's why to me it's important that I spend a little time every day in the Word of God, just getting to know him, listening to what he's saying to me every morning when I come and tell him good morning, Lord. I ask him, what would you like me to do? What are you trying to say to me today? What are you telling me today? What do I need to hear from the Father today? So I want to be in God's will. I want to walk in his plan, not in my plan, and I want them to coincide. So hopefully you heard something today that will take root and grow in your hearts. If any of you have a need for prayer today, we would love to pray with you. If there's anybody here who has never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and you'd like to do that today, I'll give you opportunity for that as well. So as we have the last song. Why? If you have a need, any kind of a need this morning, come up and we'll pray with you.